All right, let's move on to Max Bombast.
Come close and tell you a secret. With a gap of dastard to a beater. Since this and yeah, we're running in place as history gets swept away. Textbooks rewritten by the victors. Enemies erased from all the pictures. Control the present, you control the past. Control the future too. We've got no memory of the past before the day that we were born. History was written by the ones who wore the uniforms. What we learn, we forget, and we repeat what we neglect. We repeat what we neglect.
Great song, great use of chiptune right out front there. Amazing vocal performance, and I love how the song evolves. Like, he adds stuff to the second verse, and he adds additional vocals to the chorus after that second verse. And I like that Bohemian Rhapsody stuff too. Like, my only criticism of this song, do you know what I'm gonna say?
Tell me.
My only criticism of this song is that the end of the MP3 cuts off the cymbal at the end. So it doesn't let it ring out, and it doesn't fade it out. You gotta let that shit ring out or fade it out. Don't just snip it off like that. So that is a super petty minor complaint about this otherwise great song. And again, though, it's a great song amid a dozen great songs. So I don't know where it's gonna rank, but I liked it a whole lot.
Yeah. You can't compete with this man's bass playing. There's just something so great about the way the percussion and his bass playing work together with his voice. It's a very distinctive sound, and it's very, just feels good, sounds great. I thought that he didn't use the bloops and bleeps in as satisfying a way as some of the other competitors. Sparingly, but still effectively, I thought he's on the right side of that line, but I was sort of more into the bloops and bleeps that other folks came up with.
I think he took the chiptune angle more. So, like, the chiptune stuff starts out immediately and is very prominent. And I think that, you know, when we'd first envisioned this challenge, we were thinking bloops and bleeps. In fact, that was my pitch. I was going to say, let's just have it
be bloops and bleeps.
Bloops and bleeps would be the challenge. It'd be three words, bloops and bleeps. Or no, I think it was just two words, bleep bloops, I think. And then some of the
or
other
one hyphenated thought, word.
Yeah. And some of the judges thought that that might create a stir, that it, too much confusion. People would complain about how nonspecific it was. So we added the chiptune aspect of it to clarify it. And I think that, yeah, and I think that all those intro sounds and everything throughout the song, I think he's going that chiptune angle, which is not specifically bleep bloops. But anyhow, yeah. I'm over explaining it.
Okay. And, you know, I didn't think that it sounded out of place per se. I'm not sure the song would have been considerably different without them. You'd probably say that about a lot of folk songs. This is great singing. I have a comment that even his plosives sound good. So the thing about the Queen line and his quoting from the Queen line, actually it's three separate lines from Bohemian Rhapsody. And he subtly twists it or changes it subtly on the last line. And I feel like that's too much Queen quoting. You know, if you would have done one line, you probably could have gotten your point across. But three lines just seems a little bit lazy. You know, I'm also looking for things to ding them on.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You're kind of micromanaging his song already.
Exactly.
Saying, like, if it were me, I would add a clav. And I would.
I don't think a clav would have really helped in this case.
Oh, that's every time I say it. I say I would add a clav and some arpeggiators.
But yeah, I had a hard time finding something negative to say. I really like this song too.
Yeah.
Now I want to do a song with just bass and drums and vocals.
Go for it, man.
And see if I can make it sound badass. I don't think I can. I feel like that there's layering going on in that bass playing.
Oh yeah.
Like there's, you know, he's mixing in like a bass cabinet and then the bass DI, and then probably he has some sort of harmonic exciter or something on it because his bass tone is amazing. And I feel like he's worked pretty hard on it.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that he's got a sub bass in there and a woolly octave and God knows what else.
So, yeah. Yeah, we'll just sound dumb if we try to do a Max Bombast style song. Can't wait to try.
Yeah, we'll give that a shot.